Now, I first have to say this guy doesn't like being interviewed. He's a bit worried about this, Kev. Another great day today. Beautiful weather for the Greater Sunday Farmers Markets, and you know what's going to happen. You're going to be pretty well sold out by the time it's over 11 o'clock, aren't you?
Keep your fingers crossed.
I'm going to ask you just three things this morning, and one of those is if you're going to go and, say, plant tomatoes, it's not just a case of ripping them out and putting new ones in, because does the soil become partially poisonous or something? Tell us about that.
Planting tomatoes in the same place every year, bringing nematodes into your soil.
What's that?
Nematode. That's a little bulb that gets on your roots and stops the plant growing.
Yep.
With all your veggies, you should rotate your veggies around.
Okay. So let's just say your winter crop's finished and you're starting to plant some of the spring stuff. So in terms of preparing the soil, you mentioned plant in other places, so rotate. But do you do anything to the soil, like do you put anything into the soil?
If you want to regenerate, this is my own, it's worked for me. There's a product on the market called 5-in-1.
5-in-1, yep.
Put that in and work it back into your soil, and it just regenerates your bloody soil. Unbelievable.
Is that right?
If you can find trace elements too.
Yep.
Veggies like are big eaters of trace elements.
Yes.
You want to put a bit of nitrogen there, a little bit, not too much, but you can always give your nitrogen back to your plant when you fertilise later down the track.
Okay. So how long would you leave the soil once you've done that little bit of work?
If you put enough 5-in-1 there, you can put it straight back in again.
Oh, right, okay.
So give it a week or so and water it in and get the nutrients going back into the soil.
Yep.
Yeah, and then plant back in there again.
All right. I said I had three questions, and the last one is about fertilisers, and you mentioned the big stores and so on. You can walk down any of those aisles and there's fertiliser for everything. There's special fertilisers, tomatoes and roses and all sorts of stuff. Is there anything you would traditionally use for growing veggies?
You see, what I use too. I use sea salt power feed together.
Yep.
They're a liquid fertiliser.
So sea salt power feed, yep.
And Thrive.
Yep.
Thrive is a powder form, but it dissolves in water. As soon as you put it into water, it dissolves in water.
Yep.
So I just do a fortnight with one and a fortnight with the other. And
okay. 1 week on, 1 week off.
If anybody can get 30% shake cloth and put over their veggie patch, it'll be 100% better.
30%?
Shake cloth.
Ah, shake cloth. Okay.
You put that over, and if you want to put trickle on, I'm a big lever trickle through your plants and keep the water off your plants. And you go into the season now where the insects are starting to get bad.
Yep.
That's why they put 30% shake cloth over your veggie.
Yep.
No holes, no poison, no nothing.
This past few months since the COVID thing has happened has been fantastic, hasn't it?
Not just for me, Dave, but for everybody else who's been growing stuff. You know, the people bloody realise there is more out there than Coles and Woolies.
Yeah.
Yep. There you go. That's how I look at it. And if people want to put the time in to grow their own veggies, well, they'll get results.
Beautiful.
Happy gardening.